Hello, welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Today's topic is The Crusades and the Blood Red Horse, which is a novel that the junior high students in seventh grade read in my class. And to introduce the novel and give us a basic summary, we're going to have Liliana. But first, we need to go around the table and introduce everybody. So I'm Mr. W.
I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Hey, it's Julian.
Hi, I'm Mateo.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Ray Catherine.
The Crusades were a series of wars fought by the Christians to regain the Holy Land from the Muslims. There are four major Crusades, and the first being the only to succeed in regaining the Holy Land. The Blood Red Horse is a best-selling novel on the Third Crusade about two brothers, William and Gavin, a girl named Ellie, and a Blood Red Horse. The main characters, William and Gavin de Granville, ride out on Crusade with William's prized horse, Hosanna, to the holy city of Jerusalem. Through the journey, they face many battles, struggles, and hardships. The Blood Red Horse is a one-of-a-kind story that will stay with you from William's gruff older brother Gavin to gentle Ellie and the Muslim leader Saladin and his power-hungry assistant Camille.
I really enjoyed reading this book because it was split into three different stories that tied together, so I didn't get bored with the same story.
I like The Blood Red Horse because the character is relatable. We're all like teenagers and yeah.
I like The Blood Red Horse because it really got me into the Crusades and, like, the stories. And, yeah.
In the book, they talked about they had two different sides, and I like that, the Muslim side and the Christian side, because it didn't give a particular bias.
I liked how it showed the hardships many of the Crusaders had to face, and it really gave me details of how it was.
I enjoyed the book because, like Ryan said, it wasn't just the same boring old story, and I got to learn more about what life on a crusade was like.
I like the book because it showed how other people worked and like how people were living at the time of the Crusades.
So what did you learn about the Crusades and living in the Middle Ages from the novel that kind of went together with what we learned in class?
I learned that the Crusades took a lot of time and money, like a lot of your own money, and a lot of things could go wrong while you were on the Crusade and what was going on back home.
I had a vision of the Crusades. It was like a medieval kind of fantasy, but then I realized, well, it's really tough, and they didn't have a good lives much as well. It's like not as good as ours today and such.
Well, just like Ryan, Crusades like costed a lot of money, and to think whole families used to go on the Crusades, and life back then was very hard on people. And the reason why many people went on Crusades was to have like a free pass to go to heaven.
I learned that since both the Muslims and the Christians are from the Middle East, it's kind of tough because it's both of their land, and so fighting for it, it's not really equal or fair.
I learned of how much money it took and how long it took. I learned of how many people would go on and how few would like actually succeed. And I learned of how little that only one crusade actually succeeded. Everyone.
I learned that people's lives were not easy, and Crusades took a lot of money, and palaces were not pleasant, okay? Not.
I learned that the church had a humongous impact on the people to make them fight in a war that they have no idea what if they're going to succeed or not.
So how well did the book, The Blood-Red Horse, tie into what you learned in class about the Crusades and the Middle Ages? Maria Catherine, we'll start with you.
In the book, in the beginning, they started talking about jousting. Then we had a whole topic about jousting in our book.
It tied in very well because of the events and the characters within the book, and yeah.
Like Maria Catherine said, there was jousting, there was the crusade that actually happened, and there was real people.
In the book, they never questioned the Christian religion, which is something we learned in class. If the Pope tells them to go on crusade, they go on crusade.
I like in the book how they use Saladin, and they used him as like a real character, and he was real in the Crusades.
We learned that the Muslims and the Christians didn't get along, and they were fighting for the Holy Land, and the Third Crusade actually happened, so, yeah.
So one other thing, let's go around the table and everybody can talk about their either their favorite part of the book or their favorite character.
My favorite character was Ellie because she was a fearless little girl.
I gotta love Richard because he lied and he was real and I just like the name Richard.
I really like the horse Hosanna. Yeah.
I like Gavin because he was a really dynamic character and changed throughout the book.
I thought Ellie was cool because she like stood up for herself and didn't like give in.
William, because he was super nice, and even though his brother and him didn't really get along, they still figured out how to become friends.
So generally speaking, would you recommend the book to other people, and have you started reading any of the other two books in the trilogy?
I will recommend it, and I finished the second book.
Did you like it?
It was really good.
I really liked it and I would recommend it, but I have not started reading any other books in the series.
I would recommend it to people who like historical fiction, and I haven't started any other books in the series.
I liked it, but I don't think I'm going to read any of the other books in the series.
Yeah, like Mateo, I liked the book, but I'm not going to really read any more.
I used Audible and I was running out of credits, so I bought the second one and I haven't started, but I'm planning on it.
Okay, well, thank you for participating in the podcast, and you'll hear this group again in other podcasts and other things that we're going to do throughout the year. So again, these are seventh graders from our school, and they were reviewing the book, The Blood-Red Horse, and how well it pertained to the class. See you next time.